Hi, I'm Paul Willems, and we're here to talk about Joel, Marty, and David's podcast. So, David, if you want to start, can you tell me what your documentary is about?
Sure. Our documentary is about the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers rivalry, specifically on the tiebreaker game this past September. The series was tied 94-94-6, and we went to highlight that.
All right. And how did you come up with the idea for this documentary?
Well, originally, we were going to do a story just on tailgating and just like the fanfare before a game and how chaotic it can be, whether you're, you know, at Lambeau Field or Miller Park or pretty much any Wisconsin sports institution. I can always guarantee it being a pretty wild time. And I just kind of wanted to get like the feel of why that is and just kind of like ask people tailgating like why they love it so much. But I couldn't really find a real angle for that story. And the closer that we were getting to like the deadline of ideas, it kind of just came to me or to us. I don't even remember if it was my idea, but we were like, we should do it on the rivalry since the series is tied overall. And like it's a game early in the season. So it worked out really well to get the footage and come back and do all the editing and stuff.
All right. And were there any challenges that you encountered while you were filming this documentary, whether it just be filming it or producing it or?
Nothing too major. We only shot really one day because we went before the game and then shot some stuff after. We were pretty lucky. You know, Packer fans, Bears fans are pretty crazy. They're willing to talk. So we didn't really have a lot of trouble finding people. Yeah, just a really good overall experience. We kind of moved to using some historical footage, and all of that's run pretty smoothly, so we're definitely really excited about the end product. I think it's going to turn out well.
I would say that one of the challenges is like figuring out exactly where we wanted to go with the storytelling. I'd say that was probably what we roiled about the most, was just figuring out how much to include or what not to include, because it's such a long rivalry. I mean, they've played 190 times or 191 times. You know, there's just a lot of information that we could pack in, but it's a little overwhelming. So we kind of are doing it a little slower, a little decade by decade, and keeping it kind of realistic.
What would you say were some things that you enjoyed while shooting this documentary? Were there funny or memorable moments? You guys, I assume, went to like tailgating and stuff like that. So was there anything funny or memorable that you remember about that?
I actually have season tickets to the Packers, so I've been going to Lambeau Field my whole life. So I just thought it was really fun to just all of these characters and, you know, people I've seen my whole life, like I said, and now I get to, you know, document them and really talk to them and find out what they think about what it's the greatest rivalry in sports, in my opinion. And yeah, it was just a great experience overall, I thought.
Yeah, I really enjoyed just being in the parking lot at Lambeau. We took a lot of footage, a lot of B-roll of just folks, you know, taking in the environment and some adult beverages. And there was, you know, a lot of loud music, a lot of Bears still suck chants. It was really fun. I had a great time.
Yeah, same thing here. I met a lot of cool people. Even Bears fans are extremely friendly. You know, it was just a fantastic environment. I personally got to go to the game, got to experience that, watch the Packers win. So there's nothing better than that.
Was there anything new that you guys learned while either producing or shooting the documentary?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I feel like I've learned a lot. Definitely to go in with low expectations as to what your final project is going to be before you start it. You know, like don't get ahead of yourself. You know, kind of keep it in reins and keep it in check and kind of, you know, just take footage and let the story tell itself.
Personally, I think it's very important to plan ahead. And I think we kind of just jumped into it. Like we just kind of went for it. I think it all worked out really well. I personally don't think we planned out great, but it all works out.
All right. And what was your process for shooting? This kind of leads in from David's last statement. You guys said you kind of just jumped into it a little bit, but I assume you just pretty much did the one shoot. How many hours of, or like how much footage would you say you got?
On the day of the game, on the day of the game itself, I would say we got, man, probably like 3-4 hours of footage. We had two different cameras. So, you know, one of us would go off doing one thing while two of us were doing interviews and trying to get even more B-roll and stuff. And, yeah, I guess at that point we weren't really sure exactly what the documentary was going to be about. We just knew we wanted to interview people about game day and about the Bears and Packers rivalry. So kind of let the sound bites dictate where we were going with the story.
Yeah. And then later we decided to do more of the historical footage, and people at TMJ4 were really nice and helped us with that. And we also were able to interview an expert on the rivalry and just, you know, Packers history in general, Dennis Krause, and he was great, gave us a lot of great stuff. So we also really want to thank him as well.
All right. And what do you hope that people take away from watching this documentary?
Well, it's a pretty well-publicized rivalry, so I don't know that there's too much that can be gleaned from this as far as, like, from a historical perspective, you know, learning new things about what has happened in the past. But I think it'll just open the eyes as to folks as to, you know, the friendliness of the rivalry, how it used to be, you know, bad blood, and now everyone knows each other so well. You know, it's been such a long time that everyone seems to get along, and it's just a good environment.
I think it's helped that the Packers have dominated for the last 20 years, kind of humbled the Bears fans a little bit.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to seeing this, and I hope others are too. So with David, Marty, and Joel, I'm Paul Willems from Media Milwaukee, and thank you for listening.